on Thursday evening about 10 o'clock in the evening, officers responded to 1210 Florida to contact a Curtis McCoy in reference to a warrant service. He had outstanding warrants for assault, family violence, and robbery. The officers made contact with Mr. McCoy inside the house where he was hiding in there. Once they made contact with him, the suspect tried to flee the house and tackled one of the officers, and then a scuffle ensued. This scuffle continued throughout the house and out to the front yard. Once outside, they were able to get Mr. McCoy handcuffed, and they tried to transport him in one of the Tahoes, at which time he hit his head or banged his head down on the vehicle, damaging it. So they removed him from that vehicle to put him in a police car, and he managed to beat his head on the trunk of that one as well and damage it as well. So they finally got him under control and were able to transport him to be arrested. He was charged with assault on a public servant, evading arrest with a previous conviction, resisting arrest, resisting transport, and criminal mischief, I assume, to the vehicles. And, of course, the two warrants that he had.
I understand then that this resulted in additional officers having to respond to the situation being pulled off their other duties.
Yeah, this happens from time to time. We get someone who doesn't want to go to jail or are very emotionally upset. And, you know, our goal really, Bill, is to make sure that we get them safely arrested. We don't want them damaging property. We don't want them hurting themselves. So it's kind of a sticky situation. It takes a lot of officers to do it kindly without, you know, we don't want to injure that suspect. But it sounded like it took a lot of work to get him to jail.